Testament tonight, the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 4. If you have your Bible, hope you do. Hebrews chapter 4. And we're going to look at one verse tonight, all right? And we're not going to ask you to turn anywhere else in the Bible, okay? Just going to let you stay right there. Just keep your Bible open to that verse. We're going to try to look at it and not... Folks tell me I go too fast and ask you to try to find verses too quick, and we're not naming names, all right? So we won't do it tonight. We're just going to go to this one verse and just take a look at it and go through it and little by little. And Hebrews chapter 4, if you will, verse 16. What a great truth. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, verse 16, "Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." What a simple verse. Simple verse. But it details a simple yet profound truth. Very profound truth. Talks about prayer, but I think it talks more than just about prayer. It really also speaks to the question of the relationship that exists between our great God and His children. Because it is that privilege that allows us to do what this verse says, okay? All we're going to do tonight, like I say, just right here, this verse, just kind of examine the truth that's here, and I trust it'll thrill you. You say, "Thrill me?" Yeah, it ought to thrill you. The fact of what this verse says ought to thrill you if you're a child of God, yet at the same time it ought to challenge you, and then if we'll get into it, I think it'll change you. So we'll try to do those things. Just going to ask basically three questions: why, where, and what. All right? Why? I want to preach tonight on the subject of "let us come boldly." Let us come boldly. You said, why? Three reasons. Number one, because we can. Just simply because we can. I've heard that it was somebody asked Sir Edmund Hillary, and I know all of you know exactly who Sir Edmund Hillary is. He was the first person to conquer and climb Mount Everest, and he was asked, "Why do you risk so much? So many had died before trying to make that ascent. They still die trying to climb Mount Everest." And they said, "Why do you do it?" And he said, "Well, because it's there. Because it's there." Well, listen to me. One reason we can come boldly under the throne is because we can. Just simply because we can do it, all right? We've been invited. We've been invited to come into the presence, all right, of our Lord. And you just think about it. If you're invited to come into the presence of some powerful world leader today or some earthly king, there are some kings around the world today. If you're invited to them before you get there or when you get there, but before you get into the presence of that leader or that or king or queen, you're given a list of rules. You got to do it just like this. And this is the way, this is the protocol you're to follow. You're to be careful. You're not to presume too much. You're not to push yourself forward too much. But I want to tell you what, as believers, the Bible says we can come not just into the presence of our God, but we can come boldly. Boldly. Now, I don't want to point out to you there's a difference between being bold and arrogant. A big difference between arrogance and bold. But boldly is the ability for you to come. You don't have to come in timidly. You don't have to come in, you know, with your eyes cast down. I was telling my brother just before church started tonight, I had to put our children in the cage. Now, take it easy. I don't mean literally. I mean, actually, my daughter's dogs, okay? She got two dogs. She brought them with her down here. And so we had to put them in a cage. He said, "Why?" "Because I don't want them in the living room while I'm there." Not there. There's no telling what they'll do, all right? So I had to put them in the cage, and it's out in the garage. And I opened the door, and I said, "All right, y'all, come on, come on." Never seen such excited looks in all your life. No, here's the way they came. You had to convince them first. "Are you serious? I mean, they sit down and look at me. All right, yep, get in there, get in there." Hey, aren't you glad you don't have to come to God like that? The Bible said we can come boldly. Boldly. Hey, why? Because we can. Because we can. Second reason is because we're told to do so. We're told to do so. The Bible tells us right here, come boldly. Let us come boldly, all right? I believe right here in this scripture is more than a suggestion. It's more than a mere suggestion. Say, hey, think about it. You know, if you want to, come. No, it is. Let us therefore come boldly, all right? Now, that therefore is because of what's in front of the verse, all right? Or what's above that verse. The Bible says, for we have not, in verse 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And because he's our high priest, we can come boldly. Let us therefore come boldly. The Bible tells us to come to him, to make our petition known. But I think it kind of goes beyond that. It tells us that we have not because we ask not. We have not because we ask not. It's disobedience. It's disobedience to not come boldly. If you don't come to the Lord and ask him, you're disobeying him because he's told us to do it. He's invited us to come. He's told us to come. And then he said, if you don't, that's why you don't have what you want, because you never come asking. Now, I'm not up here preaching to you. You come ask, you know, and tell God what it's going to be like and name it and claim it. No, not that at all. We're talking about you coming and making your request be made known unto God, that you can ask God for what you want and ask God for what you need, and you can do that. You can come boldly. Why? Because we can, because we're told to do so. And thirdly, I don't know about you, but because I want to. Amen. I want to come. I want to come. Hey, how many times have you heard a friend or an acquaintance whose parents have passed away? How many times have you heard them say, boy, sure wish I could talk to Dad. Sure wish I could talk to my dad. I'd like to get some advice from him. Yeah, we hear that all the time. I see people posted on Facebook, you know. Start to say social media, but the only social media I'd ever look at is Facebook. So, and I look at it from time to time. And I'll see people post on there, you know, this is the dad died 8 years ago today, and boy, sure wish I could talk to him. Wait a minute, that's our earthly father. And yep, thank God. Hey, I'd be honest with you, there's times I wish I could talk to my dad. There's times I still wish he was around. I could sit down with him and talk to him, just tap into his wisdom. But my friend, don't tell you something, I've got a heavenly father. I've got a heavenly father who knows not a little bit, but he knows it all. And I go to him. I want to talk to him. I want to seek him. I want to seek his advice. I want to seek him for help. You said, what's the Bible talking about? Why do we come boldly? Because we can. Thank God we can. What a privilege. One of the privileges of being a child of God, you can come. You can come. He's the heavenly father. You said he's everybody's father. No, he's not. No, he's not. You got to be in the family. You got to be in the family. I've got two kids. Two. Everybody can't come to me the way they can. And they can tell you, don't waste your time. I've only got those two. But they can come. They can call, you know. And I answer the phone. I'll talk to them. Glad to do it. Well, I got two kids. But they've got a different relationship with me than other people do. Because they're mine. They're my children. I'm going to tell you something. We can come to him because he's our heavenly father, but only if you're in the family. Yes, sir. Only if you're in the family. Well, preacher, I thought everybody's in the family of God. I don't know where you got that, but you didn't get that in the Bible. You didn't get that in the Bible. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on the earth, told Nicodemus personally, he said, you must be born again. Yep. See, that's the way you get in the family. That's the way you get in the family. My last name is Mosley, not because I decided, you know, I like that name, I'll just pick it. No, my last name is what it is because I had a mom and a dad. My dad was named Mosley, And I got that name because I got in the family when I was born into the family, okay? You say, well, I know somebody that picked their name. Well, good for them, all right? But I'm telling you, most of us, we're in the family we're in. Some have said, I wish I was in a different one. Well, you're stuck with the one you got, all right? Yeah, just there, okay? You're just there. And I want you to know that. But hey, I'm in the family. Well, I was born into the family. Hey, you can come boldly under the throne of grace if you're in the family. All right? If you're in the family. Why? Because we can. Because we're told to do it. And because I want to do it. And don't you want to sit down and talk with him? There's an old song that says, we'll talk it over in the by and by. We'll talk it over, just my Lord and I. I'll ask the reason, he'll tell me why. When we talk it over, but the song says in the by and by. I won't talk it over now.
Amen.
I don't want to wait till the by and by. I'd like to talk it over now. And we have that privilege. You said, okay, where? Let us come boldly. We've talked about why. Well, where do we come boldly? Well, notice what your Bible says, all right? Let us therefore come boldly, notice, unto the throne of grace. The throne of grace. The throne is where a potentate sits. It's the throne where the power resides. That's where the throne, that's the place of the throne. So when we're talking about coming boldly under the throne of grace, we're coming unto that place where the power is. Look, if you're going to go and ask, it's good to ask somebody who's got something that got the power to give it, right? Good to ask somebody. Some folks today will talk about praying to Mary. Never, never, never. You said, now wait a minute, preacher. No, you wait a minute. Why would you come to Mary when you could come to the throne? Why would you come to somebody else, okay? Why would you come to somebody else? My dad, I've told this many times. When I was a kid, I liked to read, and I started reading Zane Grey novels, and we had a man in our church named Brother Bush. Brother Bush lived a little ways away, but he had all the Zane Grey novels in hardback, and I borrowed from him and read them. And then as I got started doing that, we decided God called Dad to pastor a church here in Fort Worth. We left Florida. After we got out here, my dad said, you know, I believe if you'd asked him, he'd have given you those books. Well, thank you, Dad, for telling me now. Because he's too far away to ask. I can't ask now. Too far away, all right? I've had people come ask for things. Ask other people if I would let them do something or give them something. And I thought, I try not to say it this way, okay, because God knows we have to protect people's feelings today. I hate to say, man, how can you be so dumb? You know, if you're going to go and you're going to ask, go ask the one that can do it, okay? Go ask the one who has the ability to grant it. Go ask the one who has the power. Hey, we're to come to the throne of grace because that's where the power resides. It's not just any throne, but notice the Bible said the throne of grace. Grace is a magnificent word. Boy, what meaning there is. Grace is that way whereby we get something that we do not deserve. That's grace. We get something through grace that we don't deserve. We don't deserve. Now, you may think, well, I deserve everything that comes my way. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm just glad to get anything, all right? I don't know way in the world, but man, hallelujah. Just think about it, if you will. When I come to this throne, I can ask for that which I do not deserve. But not only can I ask for it, but I can expect to receive my request because that's the place where grace resides. I'm coming to the throne of grace. I'm coming to ask for what I don't deserve. When I was 9 years old, I came and I said, Lord, would you just save my soul? Would you give me that salvation that I need? Didn't deserve it. Didn't deserve it, but I got it through grace. Through grace. I will tell you, there's been plenty of times I've come back to that same throne of grace and said, Lord, I need forgiveness. Need forgiveness. Said, how'd it come out? Didn't deserve it, but I got it. Got it. Hey, the throne of grace. The throne of grace. The Bible said that's where we're to come. And we're to come boldly to that throne, knowing that God's ready and willing to give us what we need, and He will do it, and He's told us to come, just to come to that place that you can receive what you want, what you need. Look, we live in a time where I think we're so practically minded that we get away from the fact of prayer. And we get away from the truth and the need of it. And some people say, well, you know, you're just talking to the ceiling, or you're talking to... No, you aren't, my friend. If you belong to the Lord, you're His child, and you pray, you're talking right to the throne of grace. You're talking to one that's the able and has the power to do what you need. Don't ever be afraid to come. Come where? Throne of grace. Now, what? What do you come for? What is it? What did you come seeking? What do you come seeking? Hey, now listen to me. Most people today, when you start talking about something like this, they start thinking in terms of financial reward or things. Oh, man, one time we just having fun and had a banquet, and it was stewardship related, and we said we're going to give away a car, and we did give away a car. It was about that long. And it was brand new. Brand new. But boy, somebody got upset. Somebody got upset. Said, man, I was just counting on, I'd pray. Look, you know, here we are. We come with the thought, and when I'm going to pray asking for stuff. I need that stuff so much. Hey, hang in there with me, all right? Hang in there. What do we come for? Notice the first thing. Would you notice there in your Bible? Come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain. Hey, not stuff. Not stuff. Not wealth. Not fame. But mercy. Mercy. Now, we've talked to you about grace. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve. So we come to God looking for mercy. I don't know about you, but I really suspect you need mercy just like I do. We need that thing called mercy. Boy, thank God, what a blessing it is. That we can remain confident that mercy is always available. Always available if we'll come. You said, preacher, how can you be so sure? Because we're told over and over in the Bible that His mercy endureth forever. Forever. You read your Bible, you read Psalm 136, walk your finger down through there and you'll find His mercy endureth forever 26 or 27 times. Just in one chapter in the Bible. His mercy endureth forever. Can I say this? I've said if God says something once in the Bible, that's enough. And if He says it twice, you really ought to pay attention. But man, when He says it 26, 27 times, right there in the same, over and over and over again, it's almost like, you got it? You got it? Have you got it now, all right? His mercy endureth forever. You got to be slapped up beside the head to get it. Oh, no. Never forget mercy, that quality whereby we don't get what we do deserve. Man, praise God for mercy. Amen. Praise God for mercy. I've had to go back again and again for that mercy. I had to go back and ask Him for it. All right? Why, mercy's a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. What a blessing it is to know that the first thing you go for is it ought to be mercy. Lord, I need Your mercy. I need Your mercy. Please don't give me what I deserve. People that get to go up and say, well, I just want what's coming to me. Not me. No thanks. Don't give me that, whatever you do, all right? Don't give me that. I never remember going to my dad, and he was, had that look in his eyes, and we knew what that look meant. I never remember saying, "Hey, Dad, just give me what's coming to me." And I might have thought on occasion of, "Dad, just give it to him, my brother, what's coming to me. Let him take it, all right?" Man, I didn't want that. I wanted mercy. I wanted mercy from God. Lord, help me to have that. That's what the Bible tells us. We come boldly under the throne of grace. Why? To find mercy. We don't never come with the thought, "I don't need it." That's arrogance. Oh, we need that mercy. We need to come to Him and plead, "Lord, don't give me what I deserve. Would you give me mercy just one more time? Could you give me that mercy just one more time? I know, Lord, I've overstepped the boundary, but you give me mercy one more time." That's the first what of what we're to come seeking. Don't you notice the second thing there in verse 16? The Bible says that we maintain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Grace to help in time of need. Hey, that grace, we've talked about grace. Somebody has said that it's God's riches at Christ's expense. And I suppose that's as good a way. The truth of the matter is it's hard for us to comprehend the grace of God. It's so hard for us to comprehend that fact that there is grace that comes from God and is available, and we can have it. He's willing to get it, give it to us. But he said, you got to come ask for that. We need to come seeking that grace. Now notice, that grace is for a specific purpose. It says grace to find help. Grace to find help. It's not grace for the sake of grace. It is not grace to impress somebody. Not grace to impress somebody. It's not grace to waste. It's grace to help. To help. To help. You mark it down, all right? Grace is available. You said, "What's your need?" You said, "What if it's this need?" Doesn't matter. Grace to help. Grace to help. I've said many, many times, I don't believe God gives you the grace that you need until you need it. All right? Until you need it. Friend, people said, "Well, I'm a little bit worried about dying." You're not dying yet. You don't need grace to die until you're dying. All right? But He'll give you grace. He'll give you the grace that you need. Our God gives help to those that'll come. To those that'll come. The truth of the matter is the ones that don't get help is the ones that don't come. To go lacking in help means we have failed to come. He said, "Well, I came and he didn't give it to me." Maybe you didn't hang around long enough to get it. Maybe you just didn't stay there long enough to get it. We fail to seek that help. We get in life and we get so wound up and caught up in ourself, we get the idea, "I can do it." You hear people say, "I got this." And sometimes it's okay, they do got this, all right? But boy, I'll tell you, when it comes to the real big things in life, comes to the big issues, the difficult issues, we need help. We need help. There comes a time in life you've got to make some decisions. You need grace to help. You need to come looking for it. Hey, we don't get it because we don't come. But you need that grace. You need to come to God seeking that. Don't be afraid. We can come boldly. Why? Find grace to help, all right? But I want you to notice those last four words. I really like this. In time of need. In time of need. I tell you, I really, really like that part. Amen. I don't know if you're like me. Seriously, this last week, I got two coupons from Freeman Toyota. for a free oil change. I mean, for a, not a free oil change, but a real discount on oil change. But y'all get those coupons, and down there in the small print, expires such and such a date. It always expires before I need the oil change. Every time. I got two of them, same place. And I've got a Toyota. And I take it out there, but I don't need the oil change yet. You said, well, go take it anyway. Not me, buddy, all right? I ain't about to do that. If it's supposed to be a good 5,000 miles, we want all 5,000 of them, all right? Don't shortchange the deal. But aren't you glad when the Lord says to you and I, hey, you can find grace to help in time of need. No expiration date. Doesn't expire. Boy, the grace of God invites us to come, to seek it boldly. When you need it. When you need it. Now, I would strongly encourage you not to just do your praying in an emergency. All right, I'd strongly encourage you not to just go to the Lord and pray just in time of emergency. All right, I mean, dear God, help me, the police are knocking on the door. No, you waited too long to pray, okay? Waited too long. I've had people come and say, preacher, I need your help. I say, what do you need? And they'll tell me what it is. I say, good Lord, why'd you wait till you're in such a deep hole? It's hard to get you out of that deep hole. Why didn't you come when it was just a little depression, okay? Yeah. Don't wait till you're already in over your head. You're struggling to keep you. No, get help before that. Amen. Don't wait to pray just when there's an emergency. Yeah. Don't wait to pray just when, man, Lord, if you don't do something, I'm going to die. No, you ought to come to Him more often than that. You know, there's some of us, there's some folks, I think, that belong to the Lord that, when God hears their voice, He says, well, they've got to reach the emergency stage because they don't come other times. They don't come other times. Well, preacher, that's the only time I need it. Come on, you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. I don't know about y'all, but I need help every day. You say, well, I only pray about the big things. Well, you're missing a good chance. You're missing a good chance. I never thought about it, honestly. I've mentioned this before. I'd never thought about it before until I heard my dad talk about praying for a parking place. And I'd never prayed for a parking place before. But after he did, I thought I'd start it. And he said, you prayed? Yep, prayed for a parking place. You said, God give it to you. Man, a lot of times, I can't believe where it's at. Good place. You said, every time? No. And I'm not kidding. I think sometimes the Lord said, hey, you need to exercise, boy. And you're not under time constraints here. You can walk. It won't hurt you to make that trip, all right? But I'm telling you, you pray in time of need. In time of need. And it doesn't have to be big need. I do not know this, and I'm not going to say this, about Jude Smith's mom and dad. But I hope they were praying long before Jude was born. And I hope they didn't just start praying when they found out, oh, it looks like there's an emergency. I don't think they did that. I don't think they did that. But, you know, there's some people, that's the only prayer they offer is when there's a great emergency. And those folks, when they come to God, it's almost like, Lord, do you remember me? Because it's been so long. Shouldn't be that way. Shouldn't be that way. I'm glad we can come boldly every day. Every day. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I never considered, the thought never crossed my mind. Well, guess I can ask for a cookie today. I asked for one yesterday. That thought never crossed my mind. I didn't mind going in there and saying, hey Mom, could I have a cookie? I didn't come in demanding. I hear kids nowadays come in and tell their parents what to do. Now, that kid needs to be backhanded, all right? But I'm just talking about asking. Asking. I never had a problem with coming in there. I didn't have to come sneaking into the kitchen where Mom was. I didn't have to come crawling in on hands and knees and begging, oh, Lord, Mom, please don't hit me, but I want a cookie, all right? I could come boldly. Why? I was her son. I was her son. And you know what? I could come today, but I could come back the next day too. And I could come back the next day. You know, the Bible says, if our God takes care of the sparrows and he can feed them, how much more does he want to do for us? But our problem is we don't come. We don't come. We think, well, I'm not having an emergency. Oh, mercy. Hey, let me say it, what a privilege it is to realize we can come boldly. Boldly. Then to know this, we can find help. We can find help. Just to know that God wants us to come and that he'll answer. He will answer. Can I say this to you? There'd be no invitation for us to come unless he was going to be there to hear us and to answer that request for mercy and help. The Bible's not filled with commands to do stuff to waste our time. Neither do I think we should waste God's time. You said, preacher, you just said you prayed about a parking place. That's bound to be wasting his time. No, I don't pray for a parking place every time I go somewhere. But there's times when I'm in a bind and I'll pray, Lord, I sure would appreciate if you give me one up close so I could get in quickly and get out and get on. Don't do it. And you know what? You said, well, isn't that wasting God's time? No, because the Bible said he cares about us. He cares about us. He cares about us. God help us to realize, the Bible says, now therefore let us come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Don't you need that mercy? Don't you need that mercy? You need some help? Need some help? You're in the time of need. Well, now's the time to come, all right? Don't put it off. Don't wait. Don't say, well, if I can't get it in the next few days, then I'll, no. Come. Come. Have not because you ask not. Now, we're not talking about a magic lamp and a genie when you rub it. We're talking about God who loves his children. And the Bible said he likes to give to us. Man, we have not because we ask not. And when we do ask, it's just to consume it on our own lust. Well, listen, you have a need, you need mercy, ask for it. Ask for it. Well, preacher, I'm ashamed. I've been there. I've been there. Been there. I've been ashamed. I have to come back and ask for mercy. You bet you. Why? Because I had to come so many times. I had to come. But go ahead and come. Just come ashamed if you have to. But don't miss the chance. Would you stand, please, with every head bowed and every eye closed? Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening and we ask you to meet with us. Lord, I pray that